Here's a thought I'll title, The Value of Going Back. I remember distinctly when I started photography 50 years ago, I had never been anywhere. So everywhere I took my camera was a brand new, exciting adventure. And that set in mind a mindset that that's what photography should be. The exploration of a new and exciting place we've never been, because there will be photographic opportunities that we've never seen before. And so for the longest time, I would not go back to a place the second time. At one time, I bought this giant map of Oregon that had every dirt road on it you could imagine. It was like a 5-foot by 8-foot map that I put up on the wall. And every time I went out photographing, I highlighted that road that I had been down so that I could keep track of all the places I'd been, the idea being that I wouldn't go back. Well, how silly. It never dawned on me the ridiculousness of that theory, because, of course, whenever you go back, it's not going to be the same. Sure, the road may go the same place and there may be some of the same landscape features, but the weather will be different, the angle of the sun might be different, the season might be different, I'll certainly be different, and I'll probably see new things that I didn't see the first trip, the second trip, the third trip. Going back, I've learned, is a virtue, and the novelty of the first time is rarely a virtue, at least not always. Looking back on my time in photography, I have to admit that a lot of times when I go someplace for the very first time, what I end up photographing is just the cliches, because that's what I've been taught to see about that particular location. How do you go to Yosemite and not see it through Ansel Adams' eyes, at least the first time you've been there? Maybe if you're lucky, after a day or two of that, you can shake it off and start seeing in your own eyes. Or maybe you'll never see it in your own eyes, unless you happen to be at that famous location in a new season, with a new light, with a new perspective, with a new mindset. Thankfully, as I've aged and matured and experienced more in photography in particular, the more I realize the ridiculousness of being afraid to go back. I've been to Japan 9 times, and 8 of those 9 times I go back to the same places up in Tohoku. And what's functionally happened is my photography has gotten better and deeper and more subtle and more meaningful because I've gotten to know those places better and better. Part of the challenge of going back is not repeating myself. Now, if you go back and just make the same pictures you made the last time, I don't know that that's necessarily a virtue. But if you go back with the idea that you're going to challenge yourself to see in a new way, to expand what you've already done, then the value of going back is tremendous. As a matter of fact, you'll probably end up with a growing and deepening body of work. Now, true, there's lots and lots of places in Japan, for example, that I haven't been. And one could make the case that, well, think of all those places that I missed because I kept going back to the same locations. Well, that's true. I have missed them. But life is short, and the chances are I'm not going to get to go everywhere I might want to go. But one thing I know I want to do is to make the most meaningful work that I can. And notice that that phrase does not include going to new places or going back. It's agnostic in that regard. I want to make the best work possible. And for me, that means going back and digging more deeply and looking more intently and allowing myself to be there at different seasons, different weather, different moods, different ages of my life. So in my youth, where I valued the novelty of going to the new place for the first time, as the years have gone by, I've flipped to just exactly the opposite. Now I much prefer going back to the places I've already been, because I've discovered that going back is the best way to challenge myself with more meaningful work and a more meaningful response to the locations I've gotten to know through the value of experience. That doesn't mean I'll never go to a new location again, because obviously I will. but it also means that I'll never hesitate to go back to some place I've photographed before, for the simple reason that I know that every time I go back, I'll see something new that I wasn't prepared to see before. As Anais Nin said, we don't see things as they are. We see things as we are.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.